Deborah McCallum of Tucson-based Paragon Space Development said the idea is to use a helium balloon to float a capsule with two crew and six passengers up to 20 miles, float along for a couple of hours, and then use a steerable parachute to glide back to Earth. Where is another question.
It varies with the time of year. Sometimes you have lots of high winds and sometimes you don't. So there could be days when we come right back to where we started, and there could certainly be days when we're 300 miles away.
Paragon wants passengers to sign a waiver absolving the company of all liability should something go wrong. Today's Senate vote would amend Arizona law to make that waiver enforceable. The cost for the first flight, set for sometime in 2016, is $65,000. For that, you get about 2 hours floating on top of the Earth's atmosphere and taking in the view. McCallum also said there will be munchies and champagne, and yes, that's included in the price tag.
That would just be cheesy to say, you know, here you are at 100,000 feet looking at the view, that champagne will be $10. That would be crazy.
McCallum said the decision to locate a launch zone in the state goes beyond his company's presence here. He said it turns out the perfect place to launch high-altitude balloons is Page. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.